And now to Detroit and to NPR's Don Gagne. He joins us on the line from there now. Power is also out there, Don.
Power is indeed out. It went out just after 4 o'clock, and I'm actually about 30 miles south of Detroit in a small town, Monroe, and obviously this has shut down many small towns from Detroit to the east as well. And Detroit Metro Airport, a large Northwest Airlines hub, is reporting no takeoffs whatsoever. Some international flights are still landing, but essentially things have come to a halt at the airport as well. All traffic lights at intersections, of course, in Detroit and in this small town and others in this region. Also now suddenly a four-way stop. Some local communities have also instituted states of emergency just to get the extra police out on the street to help with those intersections and anything else that might be going on.
Have you been able to get a sense of how wide a swath this outage is hitting at there in the Midwest?
It's certainly Detroit. Again, I'm about a half an hour south of Detroit. It cuts into Ohio and heads over toward Cleveland. Between Detroit and Cleveland, there's a big amusement park on Lake Erie called Cedar Point. It's the kind of place that is packed on a day like this today. Power went out there as well. All the rides came to a halt, and you've got literally thousands of people just standing around wondering what's going on. You also see, again, in small towns like this, people coming out of the local gas station and out of the restaurants, all kind of shrugging their shoulders, scratching their heads. But a lot of people's cell phones aren't working, and people have lost cable, and they have maybe battery-powered radio, but people are really trying to figure out what's going on, and they're gradually finding out that it covers a much wider area than just this particular region.
You mentioned they're scratching their heads, Don. Is there a sense of panic, or are people pretty calm?
I've not seen any panic, but you do see people concerned, and I can tell you that some of the folks I talked to were wondering if it was terrorism right off the bat, and that is something that leaps to the front of people's minds when you get something this extensive. But no, things are calm, and I haven't seen any accidents. I did see railroad gates come down; those were still working as a train went past. Perhaps it has its own source of power, but no sense of panic at all.
Okay, and of course, there is at this point no indication that this is an act of terrorism. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
NPR's Don Gagne in Detroit.